Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the incredibly famous, the amazingly talented, Eddie Dillon is back. Welcome back, Eddie.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be back.
Eddie, for those of you that don't know, is one of my longest-term guests. He was a guest on one of my very first shows that happened to fall just before St. Patrick's Day many years ago, back in days of old, and he's been back every year to come and celebrate St. Patrick's Day with us. And Eddie, a little background about Eddie. I said he's talented. Well, that's an understatement. He was friends with and toured with a group that a lot of you might recall called the Clancy Brothers. Still has family ties to that group, but we'll get into that as we go along. But this is a celebration of St. Patrick's Day, and that's coming up this week. So thank you for being here, Eddie.
Well, it's a delight to be back here. I think, is this the 12th year? It's kind of scary.
12th or 13th year, something like that. Yep. And last year, the way it worked out, wasn't necessarily planned this way, but you were here for my 500th show.
Yep.
And you wrote a song about it and a whole routine, which I occasionally listen to. 500 shows. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah,
anything for a laugh.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, you get to play around in different establishments once in a while. You're still doing that, right?
I sure am. Playing all over the place, mostly around Massachusetts, on the Cape at the Irish Village, and Lee McGuire's in Falmouth, and Flynn's in Mansfield, and any place that anybody will hire me.
Well, except that you're going to be leaving here and going south, as they say.
I am. I have a couple of gigs booked in Florida. The most important one is on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be at Fisherman's Village in Punta Gorda, and looking forward to playing with my old buddy Mark Fitzpatrick.
Well, there you go. So if you're listening down in Florida or that area, you can check in on Eddie. He'll be there. And is this a private party or is it a restaurant?
It is open to the public. Fisherman's Village is a well-known place in Punta Gorda. In fact, their website is fishville.com, and they have a lot of entertainment there. We're there on St. Patrick's Day from 5 to 9.
Wow. All right. So that gives you a nice opportunity. 9 o'clock, you're done. You can have your own celebration.
I totally intend to.
Let's go back in time a little bit for anyone that might be catching up on your background. I mentioned the Clancy Brothers. When did all that start for you? When did you first hook up or meet or have any indication that you might be with one of the most famous Irish singing groups ever?
Well, I'll make a short story long.
Okay.
I actually met Bobby Clancy in 1974 when I was performing in Cambridge at the Wurst House. And then in the 80s, I was with a band called the Shenanigans, and we performed with the Clancy Brothers a bunch of times. In the 90s, Aoife Clancy, Bobby's daughter, moved over here, and I was a duo with Aoife for quite a while. And then she went off and joined Cherish the Ladies, and then towards the late 90s, 1996, I should say, the Clancy Brothers were looking for a fourth player in their band, and I joined with Patty and Bobby and Finbar Clancy, and toured as the last version of the Clancy Brothers.
Wow. Wow, amazing. And as I remember from your previous stories, kind of a childhood just dream that came true.
I have the vision, and I can see this as we're sitting here. of the Clancy brothers performing on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right.
And how proud my parents were that Irish music was being played on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right. So, and then who knew?
Who knew? Who knew?
Down the road.
Yep.
All right. Now, to celebrate, we have some new music that you brought with you tonight and some different kinds of music. And we're going to get into some of the changes in your life and your life of music. And but what's this first piece that you brought for us?
Well, this one's kind of slow. It's a song that I wrote, and I want to dedicate this to a dear friend of mine. Gene Connors has been under the weather for a while, and he is a fisherman. From way back, he was a captain of a boat in New Bedford back in the 60s and 70s and has been in the fish business his whole life. And I know that he loves this song, so I'm going to be letting him know that this is going to be going out to him.
To the harbor, and you see me far from shore. Don't be alarmed at what I'm looking for. Not a pot of gold or rainbow will be found way down deep. It's the lure of the ages, some I get. Fish and nets is all I've ever had. Try to make a living working with my hands. Fish and nets. I shipped out on the Mary, the best friend I've ever had. From George's banks to wagon, there were treasures to be had. But the fishing stocks are low now, and no one understands. Without a trip to pay your bill, you're stuck up on the fish and nets. Fish and nets is all I've ever had. Try to make a living working with my hands. Fish and nets. If you see me on the highway with a sign in my hand, says I'll work for a day's pay, 'cause I'm good with my hands. The boat is on the harbor, sits there all alone. Without a trip to pay your bills, she's headed for her boats. Fish and nets, fish and nets is all I've ever had. Try to make a living working with my hands. Fish and nets.
Well, there you have an original song by Eddie Dillon, and recorded, obviously, live. Eddie, I heard that applause. Or did you bring applause into the studio when you record?
I wish I had one that was that good. But yeah, that was at the Northeast Maritime Institute in Fairhaven. They had a little fundraiser, and I did a concert there.
Excellent. All right. So recorded live, sent out to a friend, and I hope he gets better. I mentioned earlier that other kinds of music are creeping into your life. We know in the past you've talked about doing some musicals and plays and things like that that you've written. You're a very well-rounded guy. Tell us a little bit about some of the other things that are sparking your interest these days musically.
Well, I've the past 4 months I've been taking guitar lessons. And
Wait a minute. We have one of the best guitar players in the whole Northeast, and you're taking guitar lessons?
I am. I've found my muse in a place called TauntonGuitarLessons.com. I go to a class in Taunton. A fellow by the name of Josh Beetler has a school there, and I saw him play last fall and found out that he had this school and signed up immediately because I realized he had something to offer me, and it's been fantastic. I'm going in different directions with jazz, some blues, learning lead riffs that I really hadn't really thought about before.
Right.
And actually got myself a jazz guitar that I'm just loving.
Excellent. All right. So, you know, but he obviously, you said you heard him play, he obviously is a player that can give you different styles to work on and so forth, right?
That's what I really appreciate about Josh, is that he listens to where people are at and then pushes them along. And he gets how I play, which I appreciate.
Right.
And but he's making me go in some directions I wouldn't have thought about.
Hmm. So it's different than, you know, sometimes people say those that can't play teach, but that's not the case there.
No, he's a monster player.
All right, well, yeah. Excellent. Yeah. I never would have dreamt that you, as great a guitar player as you are and as much history as you have, would be out taking lessons, but that's what keeps everybody going and getting a little bit better. We want to get back to some of the music here before we take our first break and talk about this next song. Is this got something a little bit Irish to it?
Yeah, it's an original song again, but it's written by a town called Kilmaley, which is in County Clare, where some very dear friends of mine, the McGanns, live. And but it's also about a town called Doolin, which is a very, very popular tourist spot in County Clare. And it's just something that I wrote about 10 years ago now, but you'll hear a flute player by the name of Bruce Foley, who is considered one of the best flautists in the Irish American circuit. He's an incredible player.
All right, so this is another original Eddie Dillon song to get us in the mood for St. Patrick's Day. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Get back there, stuck on a plane in the air. Mrs. King will be waiting for me, her sitting room, a cup of tea. Dual carriageways, where did they come from? Seems I'm lost in my hometown. This roundabout was a field I played in. Now it circles all around. Take me back to the place that I love. The green and flowing fields of Kilmaley, where my mother and father, my sister all there. The green and flowing fields of Kilmaley. I'll go down to Doolin for the day,
the boards, the rocky hills of Inishmere. Keppers in the tents, the session's calling, time for a pint and a tune. Soft rain today, soft rain tomorrow, we had a sunny day in June. Take me back to the place that I love, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, where my mother and father and sister are there, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine. Rise, man, but keep your wellies high and dry. Take every stone and make a dam, man, if that's what it takes there for you. Take me back to the place that I love, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, where my mother and father, my sister are there, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine. Take me back to the place that I love, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine, where my mother and father, my sister are there, the green and flowing fields of Kilmaine.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Eddie Dillon, Irish folk singer, guitar player, and a genuine good guy. We've listened to a couple of Eddie's original pieces of music in that first set, and we're going to get to hear some more music as we go along. But I want to talk a little bit more, Eddie, about some of the things that you've done over the years. I know that I mentioned in the first set a musical that you had written, and a play, was it a play or a musical?
It's a musical. It's called Rise, and which is interesting. There's a new TV show called Rise now, but I'm very happy that I own RiseTheMusical.com. So, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, it's a work in progress. I've been working on it now for about 3 years, and when I go down to Florida, I'm hoping to talk to some people down there about the possibility of some production, but we'll see. And but it's one of my many projects that I have.
Always doing something.
I am.
Now, people that are interested in some of these recordings, are they available? Can they buy these things?
Well, you can go on iTunes.
Okay.
And check it out there. And if you hear something you don't find on iTunes, you can actually contact me through my website, eddiedillon.com.
That's a tough one to remember. Eddie Dillon, DILLON.com.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Yep. And I just rebooted that whole website, so there's a lot of interesting things on there. In fact, a lot of the musical from my show is on there.
Okay. What's this next song that you brought along with you?
Well, I hate to be self-centered, but...
Well, that's why you're here. So we can find out about you and listen to your stuff.
Yeah, this is my dear pal, Aoife Clancy, singing one of my songs called Like a Bird.
Okay, so this is Aoife. You're not singing with her.
I'm going to be singing harmony on this.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, and the guitar playing is all me. And the beautiful singing is all her.
All right, here we go.
Like a bird, he flies away. Got strong wings that never stay. Like a fool, I wait for him. Wait till spring, that's when I'm sure that he is gone, my love. And my garden in your shade, in the meadows where we play, our hours soft on peaks of corn and rye. And just a woman getting younger every day. An honest woman knows how to get her way. Sure of your honesty, I'll never do. Thank you.
beautiful song sung by Aoife Clancy with harmony by the famous Eddie Dillon, who's sitting right here with me. And we're talking about some of the music he's written over the years and performed. And our good friend Aoife Clancy, where is she now, Eddie? She's traveling the world. Every time I try to find her, she's somewhere new.
She's living in North Carolina, about 30 miles north of Asheville.
Okay. And I thought she was in Asheville at the Biltmore House, so she's not. No.
Oh, I wish she was. And she's doing some performing down there, and she and her best pal, Bill Elliott, have a band together called Celtic Confusion. And Aoife is going to be up here, though. In fact, on St. Patrick's Day, she'll be around doing a bunch of gigs.
Really?
And, yeah, and you can check it out at www.celtic-confusion.com.
So it's Confusion.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Celtic Confusion.
Yeah, but with a dash in between.
So all right, .com.
Yeah, and I saw it. She's on the Cape. She's up in New Hampshire, and it's all this following week.
Wow. All right. So those of you that are Clancy fans, check that out. If you're not going to be down in Florida with Eddie, then you might as well check it out here in New England with Aoife.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Aoife is Bobby's daughter, correct?
Yes.
And the original brothers was Bobby and who?
Well, Bobby, Tom.
Right.
Liam was the youngest, and Patty was the oldest. So four brothers.
Okay.
And but then, of course, the Clancy Brothers, the name of the band was the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. That's who was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And that would have been Patty, Tom, and Liam with Tom Makem. And then Bobby joined up with his brothers in the late 60s, and they toured for the next 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of recordings and a lot of, check it out on YouTube. There's some very interesting stuff there. You'll find the Clancy Brothers. And they, besides Aoife?
Well, Bobby had 1, 2, 3, 4 children, three girls and a boy. And Aoife, of course, was the number one.
Mm-hmm.
And we always remember that Aoife's number one because she was born on August 1st. So she's number one, and okay, she'd be the first person to tell you that.
Number she one. Was a favorite.
That's it. Right. And then Roisin has a whole career on her own with her husband. And they're doing a show around Ireland right now. And of course, I don't have the information about it, but if you look up Roisin Clancy, you'll find her show in Ireland. Then Finbar was playing with myself and the lads touring in the late 90s into the early 2000s, and then moved back home thinking he was going to, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was just...
Was going to get out of music,
maybe,
perhaps?
Maybe. And within a year, he was hired by these producers of Celtic Woman, the woman that... around WGBH.
Sure.
And and they formed a band called the High Kings, and they were actually did a fundraiser for WGBH as well. But they are still touring very, very often and all over the place. I took a quick look at their website today, which is thehighkings.com, and they're all over the United States this coming week. And then they're in all over Europe in the fall. I mean, they're just all over the place. And
it's, great. So the tradition continues.
Yeah. But Finbar did a lot of recording at my studio. And this next song is an unreleased song.
Ooh, a scoop.
Yeah, it's a scoop. And it's I don't know why he didn't release this, because it's a beautiful song called Lord Lovell.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Eddie Dillon.
Lord Lovell, he stood at his castle gate, combing his milk-white steed. Miss Molly Bell came a-riding by, a-wishing her lover Godspeed, Godspeed. need a wishing, a love of Godspeed. Where are you going, Lord Lovell? She cried. Where are you going, cried she. I'm going away for a year and a day. Strange countries for to see. To see strange countries for to see. He hadn't been gone but a very short while, not 4 months today, when something strange came over his mind about his love and Molly. Molly, about his love and Molly Bell. He mounted all on his milk-white steed, and he rode till he came to the town. And there he heard the death bells ring, and the people moaning all around, all around, and the people moaning all around. Who is dead, Lord Lovell? He cried. Who is dead, cried he. I do not know, but I will declare, they call her the loving Molly. Molly, they call her the loving Molly Bell. Open the coffin, Lord Lovell, he cried. Open the coffin, cried he. And I'll bid farewell to the whole wide world, and I'll go with my loving Molly. Molly, and I'll go with my loving Molly.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations and happy St. Patrick's Day. Eddie Dillon is here with me, Mike Mano, doing our annual St. Patrick's Day celebration show. And it's been going for, I think, 13 years now that Eddie's been coming back, at least for St. Patrick's Day, if not a couple other times during the year, and doing shows with me. And I appreciate it very, very much, as I know our audience does. They enjoy listening to the music and hearing the stories about Eddie's background, his own career, and as well as the time he spent with the Clancy Brothers. And we just listened before that break, we listened to Finbar, and that was recorded about when, Eddie?
Probably around 1999, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and because you can hear the harmonica there, that's Bobby Clancy.
Wow, and, so his dad playing the harmonica?
His dad playing the harmonica, yeah. All the Clancys, they're all multi-talented.
Wow. So, Now, I have an interesting question. I have a friend that owns a recording studio in Rhode Island, and it's a very nondescript place. You would never know it's a recording studio from the outside of the building. Do your neighbors or people, did they have any idea what was going on at your studio?
Maybe my dear friends live across the street, but nobody knew that, you know, when we were rehearsing the Clancy Brothers, that they were just doing it in my kitchen. Wow. And then doing some recording in my back studio. And it was pretty funny. And then my studio back then was pretty busy. I'm not as busy right now because I'm rebuilding. But I used to have bands show up and with drum kits. And
this was in Fairhaven?
This is in Fairhaven at my house. And but you would never have any idea, unless you saw someone drop their drum in front of my house, that something was going on.
So the limousines pulling up with the big stars in them and so forth. They were, I wonder what that's all about. What's Eddie up to now?
Yeah, the spotlights out front.
And the reporters and the paparazzi. And you still go through that, right? You try to get out of the house in the morning.
It's not easy being me.
Okay. All right, let's get to another piece of music. And what do you have for us next?
Well, since I thought we listened to Finbar on his own, I thought we'd bring in the Clancy's and Eddie Dillon, which was our final touring band, and we did a live CD called Clancy Sing-Along Songs, and this is me singing with Bobby and Finbar at a pub, not a pub, but a concert hall in Chicago, and singing a song called Pub with No Beer.
Well, it's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer. The publican is anxious for the porter to come. There's a far away look on the face of a bum. The maid's acting cranky, the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. A stockman drives up with his dry, dusty throat, presses up to the bar, pulls a roll from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer. The barman says sadly,
the pub's got no beer.
Yes, it's a lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.
There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, sipping wine with his mates.
I say.
He scurries for cover, he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog in a pub with no beer. Billy, the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the door, she says, "You're early, my dear." And he breaks down and tells her,
"The pub's got no beer." Yes, it's lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.
Eddie, although that last song was recorded live in Chicago, I noticed that humbly you cut out the tremendous applause at the end. You could just start to hear it start, and you faded it out.
Well, it was a huge, it was so loud that I didn't want to hurt people's ears, so I faded away.
Well, there you go. So that was an interesting recording, interesting song, kind of typical for what you might expect, a pub with no beer. I mean, how does that happen?
It's I always preface this song when I introduce it as being a fantasy. It didn't really happen.
Oh.
So if anybody was starting to feel a little bit depressed because of the possibility that a pub didn't have beer,
it's just a dream.
It's just a dream.
Or a nightmare. Speaking of pubs and playing in pubs and concert halls around, let's take an opportunity to catch everybody up around the world, because we do have people that are very fortunately for us, listening to WCRI via their computer or streaming or on iHeartRadio, and we have fans all over the world. So don't be reluctant to say where some of your friends are playing for this St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Miss Number One, Aoife Clancy, is coming up with Bill Elliott, and they're actually going to be staying at my house, although I won't be there.
That works out great.
Yeah, it worked out. And they're playing, they have quite a few gigs around New England, so visit their website at www.celtic-confusion.com.
Okay.
And I saw the...
Catch up with Aoife Clancy.
Yeah, then...
Celtic-confusion.com, all right.
Then Finbar Clancy and the High Kings are going to be playing, Well, actually, they just played at the Katharine Hepburn Center. We just missed that last week at in Old Saybrook. But on the 16th, I know they're going to be out in Columbus, Ohio. And so, but their website, thehighkings.com, check that out. My friends, the Shenanigans, are playing on St. Patrick's Day down in Falmouth on Cape Cod. And they'll be there all day and night in Falmouth. And then my buddy Alfie O'Shea is going to be at Flynn's on St. Patrick's Day. And that's in Mansfield, Massachusetts. So I hope if you're listening that you get a chance to check one of us out. But I will be...
Now, Eddie, you get... I'm sure you've worked this out so that if someone does attend one of those events, you get a commission, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's right. It. That's
if they
it.
Mention your name, they'll get a special prize.
It's my retirement policy. Right.
Now, you'll be down in Florida, of course.
Yes, from 5 to 9 at Fisherman's Village in Punta Gorda. And that's www.fishville.com, 5 to 9 with Mark Fitzpatrick. We'll be having a blast. It's a great place. I hope everybody who can hear us in Florida makes their way there.
Excellent. All right. So check that out. Fishville, V-I-L, right?
V-I-L-L-E.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fish, V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah, and check out their website because it's a cool website. They have a lot of postings there, a lot of music, a lot of things happening at this place. It's really a great spot.
All right, and then after St. Patrick's Day, you will return to New England, right?
I do.
And yeah. Be playing around the area, various spots.
I'll be down at the Cape Cod Irish Village in July with my buddy Alfie O'Shea. I'll be at Flynn's in Mansfield and numerous places in between. And I'm working a lot of recording this spring. So
check it out at eddiedillon.com, right?
Yes.
Events that are coming up will be there. And if you need information about some of the recordings or check it out, if you can't find it on Amazon or whatever,
yep,
drop Eddie a note.
Yes, please do.
All right. Well, Eddie, once again, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's been great. And we have one more piece of music that you brought with you. So tell us what this is all about.
This is from my musical, Rise. It's called A Big Step Feels Okay. And everybody that I play this for, it's one of those songs that's going to make you smile. But it also is... it's a way, if you want a song to get up in the morning to sing to, this is the song.
All right. Now, this isn't necessarily an old Irish tune, right?
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. No, but in the tradition of Irish troubadours, this is an original tune that comes from my Irish genes.
All right. Well, enjoy everyone and have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe, and we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
You see, we couldn't let you do it, face it all alone. You've been our bosom buddy and true right to the bone. When the bullies kept on pushing, you stood beside us all. It's time to give it back to you, we're standing proud and tall. So point your toe where you wanna go. Don't worry if you're feeling low. Lift up that foot and get it in your way. Tell your shoe what you wanna do. Any compass point will work for you. Don't worry if your soul gets worn right to the bone. It's all of us together. Though perilous be the weather, we'll sail right through perdition because we're friends. We're friends. We're friends. We're friends. So one foot and then the other makes a big step feel okay. One little step with another, and soon you're on your way. So thank you, friends and compadres. It takes two to get up and start. The road ahead is onto the horizon, heading for the morning star. Oh yeah. There once was a woman from Wisconsin. She was married to a Frenchman too.
Two Americans came along, they sang her this song, so she got in a big canoe. But if it hadn't have been for Sacagawea, Wisconsin would never be a state. And Lewis and Clark wouldn't have their own park, and we'd only have 22 states. There once was a man named Lincoln. They called him Abraham too. He never had a blog, sawed a lot of logs, like he had nothing better to do. But if it hadn't have been for Abraham Lincoln, $5 bills would never be the same. The Gettysburg Address would have been a big mess, written by some guy named Twain. I just sing it like this. It's 1 foot and then the other, makes a big step feel okay. One little step with another, and soon you're on your way. So thank you, friends, for the journey it takes to get up and start. The road ahead is onto the horizon, heading for the morning star. Let's get going.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.